Welcome to the Authentic Health Coaching Show. My name is Tom Corson-Knowles, founder of Authentic Health Coaching, and I'm so glad you joined us for the show today. If you haven't already, come check us out at AuthenticHealthCoach.com, where you can get your free copy of Dr. Candace Corson's Top 5 Nutrition Tips Report. It is the number one guide to taking your health to the next level. Now, today on the show, we have an incredible guest for you, Tina Marks. And Tina is a certified holistic health coach. She's an ordained metaphysical minister, and she has a master's degree in metaphysical counseling. And today on the show, she's talking about her new book, The Domino Effect, that is just released. And it's really an incredible, powerful book. And Tina today in this interview talks about the importance of faith in your life. And it's not necessarily a religious faith. It doesn't matter what your spiritual beliefs are. But it's about believing something bigger than yourself, knowing that you're a part of something bigger than yourself, and that there's so much power within you to take responsibility for your life, to change your life, and to live a truly incredible life. And so many people, like we talked about in the interview, are living today in fear. They're living in fear of the economy, fear of their health, fear of maybe bad relationships in their family, fear of, you know, whatever it may be. And when you're stuck living life in fear, you don't have that faith. And it's so easy to get distracted by that and to, you know, fall prey to that and to, you know, become unhealthy, become sick, become diseased, become, you know, distressed out and really not living a fulfilled life. But if you can focus back on what's really important in life, then you can live an absolutely incredible life and have wonderful health as well. So Tina is going to talk more about that in the show today. Enjoy it and make it an incredible day. Tina, thanks so much for being with us today on the Authentic Health Coaching Show. Tell us more about you and what inspired you to write The Domino Effect.
Well, I got my master's in metaphysics, and I'm a certified holistic life coach. So I have been interested in metaphysics and how the mind works and why we do the things that we do for probably since I was a child. I had considered going into psychology, but that just didn't seem fulfilling to me. So once I found metaphysics, that really inspired me to learn more. And like I said, I went on to get my master's, and I did 2 years of science of mind. And it's interesting because when I first began writing, I didn't even realize I was writing a book. I'd never had any desire to write a book. I used to write lyrics for songs. I always liked to write my feelings down, and I got into the habit of journaling through a lot of seminars and reading, and found that that was really, really helpful for me to reflect and understand what was going on in my life. So when I first started writing, I just felt inspired to write down what was going on in my life based on the experiences I was having and the outcomes. So this was, like I said, this was a natural progression because I had began journaling years before. And now, looking back, what was forming in my writing was the concept of what I call the domino effect, which is, in essence, how one decision and outcome bleeds into another. So anyway, through my notes, I began to recognize that the decisions that I was making when I was in a faith-based mindset benefited my well-being and my overall production, and those that I made when I was coming from a fear-based mindset diminished my well-being and my production.
Gotcha. So what's the difference between, you know, living in faith and living in fear?
Okay, well, I believe that we're always operating from one of two mindsets, one of faith or one of fear. And in my book, I refer to a faith-based mindset as an intuitive-based mindset as well. And this is because our faith-based mindset is our intuition, which is our highest truth. And it's in this mindset understands that we come from and are part of something greater than ourselves, an infinite power and intelligence, which most people refer to as God, where anything is possible. So this is the mindset that we're born with, and whether we realize it or not, I believe we're always trying to get back to. Now, the other mindset is a fear-based mindset, or I also call a conditioned mindset, because this is not the mindset that we're born with, but one, rather, that we inherited through our experience and were conditioned to adopt. So this mindset solidifies the more time we spend here on Earth, because on the physical plane, we begin to only believe in things seen and doubt anything that's unseen, because everything is so concrete in the physical world. So we begin to adopt a belief that if we can't see it, then it must not exist. So in a nutshell, if we can't see a solution to our problems right away, then it doesn't exist. If we haven't met the love of our life yet, he or she must not exist. If we can't see getting a raise or a promotion, then we're never going to be able to buy that house, and et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, and that's one of the reasons that so many people don't really understand metaphysics or really pay much attention to it, because, you know, you can't see it, so how can you measure it? How is it even real?
Absolutely. So exactly. And, you know, that's where the mystery is, and that's why people don't even, you know, try it. But it is a law of the universe. But, I mean, this is what I tell people when they doubt it. I say, you know, just because you don't believe it exists, it still exists, just like any law of gravity. I mean, there's, you know, in science, there's a lot of things that you can't see, but you still, you know, believe it once enough people believe it, right? Mm-hmm. So now this mindset, the fear-based mindset, also amplifies the more we come into contact with people, like we're just saying, who have adopted this mindset. And unfortunately, the majority of the people, I feel, have adopted this mindset. And I also refer to it as a disconnect mindset, because it's the mindset we adopt when we become disconnected from our intuitive, all-knowing, truth-based mindset. And it's a mindset based on false evidence rather than complete truth. Mm-hmm. So that's the first part of the book. It explains the two different mindsets. And the second part of the book gives you 9 daily principles in order to sustain a faith-based mindset.
Mm-hmm. And so how do we reconnect with that faith-based mindset?
Well, the first principle, and absolutely, undeniably, the most important one, is to recognize the truth about yourself. Start asking questions. You know, I don't think Socrates always said, you know, an unexamined life is not a life worth living. And I think a lot of people go through this life without asking questions. Why are we here? Are we here? Are we meant to just drudge through life and work and not experience joy and peace and fulfillment and be rewarded? Is that only for a select few? You know, that's kind of where I started, because there's so many people out there, even in this economy, for example, that are thriving. And then there's other people that say, well, you know, I'm so lucky to have a job. I better not quit. I better not try for something else. In fact, you know, my niece just made a leap. She was with the company for 4 years. And, you know, I said, take that leap. I mean, if it's the opportunities in front of you, the only ceiling that you have are the ones that you create for yourself, you know. And so she went for it, and she's doing fantastic. But a lot of people, like I said, they're trapped behind the fear, especially in this economy. So I believe that everybody has access to greatness, and everybody has access to success. But if you don't believe that you deserve it, and you don't believe it's possible, then it's not. Simple mm-hmm. as that.
Absolutely. You get what you expect in life.
Absolutely. You know, there's also a saying, Tom, that if you want to know what somebody thinks about themselves, look at their life. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's so true.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So what else can change? What are the changes that can people make to really improve their life and live a better life?
Well, support system is good. I talk about in my book that there are so many, like I just said, the majority of the people I do believe are in a fear-based mindset. So if you have a dream and you want to fulfill your dream, only share that dream with people that have fulfilled their dreams. Because if you're going to share it with the people that haven't realized their dreams or have given up on their dreams, unfortunately, they're probably not going to support your dreams. Mm-hmm. Whether they're, you know, consciously realize that they're not supporting you or not. So, and I call them dream smashers. Mm-hmm. So I say, you know, start off by recognizing the truth about yourself and get a great support system. And, you know, it starts to unfold. Each principle leads into the next principle, just like the domino effect. And that's why I start with the truth. Because if you miss the first one, which is the truth about yourself and who you are and what you're here to do, then the other ones don't make sense. Mm-hmm. So there is a reason I put them in the order that I put them in.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And how does this affect your health?
Well, it affects your health. As I mentioned earlier, every decision made has a result. and it also requires another decision to be made. And if you're operating from a mindset of fear, you'll be making decisions based on only the seen, and in many cases, only things that are heard, leaving little room for so-called miracles. Although I believe that miracles are just demonstrations of faith accessible to everybody. So let me share a story with you. I think that might help you in regards to if you're coming from a fear-based or a faith-based mindset. The last few years have been extremely tragic for me, and I suffered extremely, I suffered an extraordinary amount of loss, and it seemed like I hadn't even recovered from one incident, and then I was faced with another one to deal with. And this continued through May 2011, when I went in for my annual mammogram. I was called and told that they couldn't read it to come back in. So I was scheduled to come back in, and they said, you know, if they can't read it the second time, that I would have to have a ultrasound, which I did, and they found two tumors, which required a biopsy. So I went in for the biopsy, and I'm terrified of needles, but, you know, in my book, one of the principles is face one fear daily, and I truly believe if you don't grow if you don't face fear, and you actually go backwards. But so I went in, and I had the biopsy, and I think it was like, they gave me 24 or 48 hours to hear, and my doctor called that morning, and I just, you know, he told me that one of the tumors was cancerous. And I remember hanging up the phone, and I looked out the window, and I didn't feel fear. I felt sadness, and immediately I started doing some research, not traditional research, not running to the nearest traditional doctor, but, you know, going to the compound pharmacy, which is a local pharmacy here that concentrates on alternative medicine. It's a regular pharmacy as well, but they have a lot of people that are in alternative. And so I started doing some research, and then I met with a surgeon that was suggested to me down here, and I was sharing with him what I had learned, and which is, I truly believe that if your body is in a pH alkaline balanced state, even if you have a tumor, you can shrink it and get rid of it, and that no disease can really live in an alkaline body. Well, you know, he poo-pooed that, and, you know, said, look, let's get on, you need to have a lumpectomy, which is to take the tumor out, and then it's going to be followed by radiation. And I'm like, you know, well, what are my alternatives? Because I know that from reading, radiation, you know, kills the bad cells, it also kills the good cells, and down the line, that could really affect my health. He said, the only other thing we could do is give me a mastectomy. Now, the cancer that I had is not usually life-threatening anyway, and I found this really hard to believe. So I, you know, intuitively, again, now this is a highly recommended surgeon. I listened to my intuition, which came in through really strong, and I contacted my brother, who has very high-profile clients. Anyway, he got me into a surgeon in Beverly Hills at the Pink Lotus Institute by the name of Dr. Christy Funk. She sat down with me, and I knew that I had found the right doctor. She said, you know, I told her I didn't want radiation. She said to me, then we'll take a little bit more of the surrounding tissue out. And she promised me that she said, I can't promise you you're not going to have a deformity. I said, you know, but I had complete trust in her. Anyway, she did the surgery. It's been 8 months, and I'm free of cancer with no radiation, and you can't even tell that I had odd operation. By the way, the other surgeon wanted to leave me with a 2.5 to 3 inch scar. So my point of this whole story is, if I was coming from a fear-based mindset, I probably just would have gone with him. I would have done the radiation. I have had a friend of mine that experienced that. She went through the chemo, and it's just because, you know, that's what everybody knows, because traditional medicine is so widespread, and everybody feels like, well, they're doctors, but what they don't understand is that the doctors are going to medical schools, which are funded by the pharmaceutical companies. So, you know, the traditional medicine can't afford to keep us all well, because they wouldn't be in business anymore.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, so true. Yeah, I know you know that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, thank you so much for sharing with us today, Tina. It's been amazing. So where can people find out more about you and your book?
Well, my website is tinamarks.net, and you can go to my website and find my book, or it's also available on barnesandnoble.com and amazon.com.
right, awesome. Tina Marks, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Tom.
Hey there, it's Tom Korsnols again. Hope you love the show today with Tina Marks. Isn't she just an absolutely incredible woman? Now, if you haven't already, come check us out at AuthenticHealthCoach.com. And remember to grab your free report with Dr. Corson's top 5 nutrition tips. And please check us out on iTunes, The Authentic Health Coaching Show, and leave us a review. We would love to hear your feedback. Tell us what you think of the show, what you like best, if there's anything you'd like us to change. You know, we're really curious to hear your feedback and to make sure that we make this show as powerful for you as possible. So wishing you an incredible day, and I'll talk to you soon. Take care.